Example 20. My office staff cannot seem to get along. Example. I'm the owner of a small business with approximately 20 employees. The business is profitable and is continuing to steadily grow, but at times I'm not sure I want it to get bigger. It seems as if the bigger it gets, the more employees it requires, and the more employees I hire, the more trouble they cause. I believe I was happier with a much smaller business that I could tend to myself. I'm so tired of the personality clashes and petty grievances that staff members have with each other. Sometimes I feel more like a parent or a kindergarten teacher than an employer. I wish they could just get along, do their work, and stop causing so much trouble. As you focus upon your business, your employees, your clients, and your products, it feels to you that there's a great deal to consider, manage, and control. And the more products and clients you add, the more people your business requires to fulfill that. And in all of these details, it's easy to lose sight of the most important part of your personal creation. The basis of all of this is vibration. Your business was created by virtue of your thought, not your action. Many people feel disagreement with that statement because they believe they're seeing the results of physical effort and action. We certainly do not disagree that you live in a world of action and that results can be attributed to action. But when you realize that your vibration plays a far greater role in the outcomes that you're producing than does your action, and you begin to put more emphasis on your vibrations, thoughts, and your emotions, you'll discover a powerful leverage of your time and energy that will profoundly affect your outcomes. In short, you will achieve far greater results with much less time and effort. When you focus upon a problem, you lose your connection to your broader view, and then things begin to quickly bog down. When you remain solution-oriented, you maintain access to that broader view, and not only do you then find speedy resolutions to problems, but you also enjoy the steady process of your inevitable expansion. There can be no future expansion if your present is not asking for further solutions, and your present cannot ask for further solution without an existing problem. Your present cannot ask for further answer without an existing question. In other words, the problems you wish to avoid are actually necessary for the expansion you seek. In understanding that, it's possible to achieve a joyful rhythm of creation that can be enjoyed by you and your employees alike. Since your business, no matter what its structure or product, is an extension of your thought vibration, most of its creation occurred before the physical pieces were assembled. Through your pondering, wondering about, speculating on, and deciding upon ideas, you set your business into motion, and during that thinking process, you offered very few thoughts that were of a hindering nature. Since everything that exists in your physical form was thought first, then form, you were able to see your business clearly even before you found a physical structure for it or gathered employees or products, and in that vibrational state there was little resistance, and so it expanded rapidly. The greater part of the positive direction of most companies occurs before the physical business comes together. But for most, once the buildings, employees, and products are in place, the positive momentum ceases because most of the creators of the business now begin to focus upon the problems that arise. Most do not remain solution-oriented. If you can understand that what you are calling problems are really only requests for answers from a universe that can provide answers to any question and solutions to any problems, and that in fact those questions and answers and problems and solutions are the process through which all expansion occurs, then you may joyously begin to settle into the perfect unfolding of your own wonderful business. Rather than viewing what's happening with your staff as petty grievances, you'll see them as the opportunities for creation that they really are. And you will come to appreciate the interesting mix of people and ideas that you've assembled. The key to your business success and to your personal happiness is one and the same. You must find thoughts that are pleasing to you rather than asking your employees to behave in ways that please you. Regardless of what they are actually doing, you must find a way to be pleased. By insisting upon feeling good and reworking your own thoughts to the point that you do predominantly feel good, you will align with your ever-expanding desires about your business, and the universe will yield whatever is required for the physical manifestation of those desires. As you look at the range of willingness, abilities, and personalities of your employees, and as you will fixate upon the things you like best from the mix, the universe will deliver more like that to you. If you focus upon what needs to be changed, the universe will deliver more like that to you. Nothing brings out the worst in another faster than you're focusing upon it. Nothing brings out the best in another faster than you're focusing upon it. Some business owners want to remove themselves from the petty details of their organization so that they can focus on the bigger picture and grander ideas. And there is certainly value in holding the big picture in mind. But it's not your attention to the petty aspects of your business that's bogging you down. It's the focusing on aspects that cause a disconnection in you. If each time you become aware of a problem, you see it simply as a question that is summoning an answer, the answer will come quickly, and you will have enjoyed the process of expansion. In other words, the details do not bog you down, but your own split energy does. If you are able to tend to your own energy and maintain your connection to your evolving desires regarding your business, more talented people will arrive to tend to any of the details you wish to release, leaving you available to tend to whatever aspect of your business pleases you most. There is no ending to the expansion of your business or of you, so begin where you are and reach for the downstream thoughts of relief. Since you're beginning in a place of frustration, not hopelessness or depression, it will be relatively easy for you to come into alignment with your desire for a well-run, good-feeling business, and, more important, with who you really are. For instance, I'm so tired of trying to deal with personality clashes at my office. These people physically left high school years ago, but their petty grievances with each other make it seem like they're still there mentally. There are so many more important things for me to give my attention to. My staff is important to me. The well-being of my staff is also important to me. I've always wanted a nice working environment for my employees. A large part of their lives is spent at work at my company. It's understandable that they would want things to be comfortable for them. When faced with an unpleasant situation, it's normal to have a knee-jerk reaction to it. Life is about exploring contrast, and that's what they're doing. By knowing what they don't want, they'll figure out what they do want. They may not be nearly as bothered by this as I am, or as I think they are. They are getting the work done. Their happiness isn't my responsibility. I'm only feeling unhappy because I myself am focused negatively. I shouldn't ask them to behave differently so that I can feel better. These people who work at my office have so many positive aspects. When I focus upon the long list of positive aspects, this unpleasant situation disappears for me. It is my desire that they figure out how to make it disappear for them as well. I love providing an environment for expansion as well as for prosperity. I love these people.